Today's daf is daf kafei. We're holding on the last line of Chav Dalet Amud Bez. Now, the Mishnah in Me'ilah that we quoted before, remember that Shmuel brought five cases. Three of them are Beferish in the Mishnah. One of them is Sfarah, one of them is Braita, where you had Ma'ot Stumim. And one of the cases is the case in Me'ilah. Tosis points out that this is not a reference to our Mishnah, because here it says Ayula Ma'ot Stumim. Here it says Ayulo. But there's a good reason for why the Gemara would not want to bring our Mishnah, as we'll see. Because in our Mishnah, remember, we left it up to whatever you wanted to Shlomim. You could bring it all for Shlomim. You could bring it all for Shlomim, because it was roi to be brought all for Shlomim. The Gemara's kasha now, based on the Mishnah in Me'ilah, and we told you earlier that we'll get to this question of when you set aside money, it depends how you say it. If you say, this money is for the korbanot, that I'm chayev of my nazir, so then you're saying that this is the money out of which you're going to be taking the ayilah, the shlomim, and the chayas. So then the Gemara has a good kasha. That's the case in Me'ilah. If you just say, this is towards my naziras, so you can use the whole thing for whatever you want. This is towards my naziras, could be anything. Zela nazirot type. If you say, this is my korban naziras, so we know that all three are in there. So the case in Me'ilah is the case that we're asking. We're over there. The Mishnah is referring to a case where you have all the money mixed together in one set of modes to me. So I know that there's chakas money in it. Yet it says the same thing over there. It says, which means you use it for korban oilam. Ask the Gemara, how can you use it for korban oilam? Is it not that in a case where a chatat is unable to be brought because it was the baalim were nitchapu v'acher, or the baalim died, or it was a vlat chatat, tmurat chatat, all of those cases, the halacha is that we have to allow the chatat to die. We lock it up, and we wait until it dies in the room, and that's it. The money of such a chatas is supposed to be brought liyam ha-melech, like it says, if you have to make chatat. It's brought liyam ha-melech. If you would mix a chatas with the other babies, you wouldn't be able to use any of it. So why, if you mix the money, can you use any of them? Here it says that all things are brought to an ayla. How could that be? You can't use the mei chatas for an ayla. Omer in Yochanan, tremendous finish. Halacha yibben nazir. We have a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai. Halacha the Moshe Rabbeinu that ma'ot stumim of a nazir, even though it has in it mixed money of a chatas, halacha is that you use it for an ayla. Should be yiflu the nidav. Tremendous, tremendous finish. What's interesting is, as Tosis points out, that it's dafka where there's the mei chatas that's mixed with it. Because if you would have a mixture of the mei eila and the mei shlomim, you wouldn't say it would be yiplu l'nadav. You'd have to use the shlomim for shlomim. Here's shlomim money for eila. So this is a new halacha that dafka is made by chatas, that the chatas can be brought, mei chatas can be used as an eila. Meshlakish Amar, Meshlakish is not a lachna meshmisina. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says the lashon of lechol nidreyam. So there it says, ish ish mi beit Yisrael, asher yakriv korbano, lechol nidreyam, not the lashon, lechol nidreyam, lechol nidvotam, asher yakriv ola Hashem leola. So we refer here to one thing, lechol nidreyam, lechol nidvesam, and it continues on to say, you should take this. And what should you do? Is this chol nidreyam, lechol nidvesam? Asher yakriv ola Hashem leola. Bring everything for an oila. Now, obviously, it doesn't have to say that you should bring a korban as an oila if you're bringing a korban as an oila. What it seems to be saying is that somehow or other you can take all of the nedarim that you were neider and you can make them into an oila. So what could this mean? If it's referring to a simple case where you had leftover money, you would set aside, let's say the price of animals went down, and you have leftover money to purchase additional korbanas. Obviously, whatever it is that you set it aside for in the first place, it's clearly a case that I would be able to use that money for those things that it was set aside for. So it doesn't make sense to say that this is what the Pasuk is telling me, that if you're leftover money, you should bring it as leftover money for what you set it aside for. It makes much more sense to say it's talking about one thing that can have, in a single thing, many different kol nidreihem, kol nidvotam. So by taking on myself a din of nazir, I automatically become chayev in a mixture of korbanos. So I'm chayev now in a chatas, and an ayla, and in a shlomi, which is the el nazir. And the Torah is coming to say, in a case where you have something that is left over in that fashion, so money that you can't use, asher yakrivu l'Hashem lo'ola, shall be brought specifically as an ayla. And therefore, it's telling us that even though I have a mixture, and I have a chatas in that mixture, and I have a shlomim in that mixture, the whole thing can be brought as an ayla.
Says the Gemara, Bishan, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says, Alokhu, Benazah, it's a Kabbalah, we have from Meshur Sinai. So I can understand. That explains why the Mishnah says, Dafka, if you die, Benazah dies, and he leaves over, Ma'ot Situmim, so then it should be Yakri Ba'ilah. But if it's Ma'ot before Hashim, then the Dmei Chatas should be Yodach Liyam HaMelech.
When we say Mufur Hashim, it just means it says that these will be for all my korbanos, not...
No.
This is for a chatas.
No. Mufur Hashim is the opposite, where I say this, these $5 is for this, is for the chatas.
Oh, that, okay, and stum.
There's three cases. There's stumim, where you say, this is the money for my korbanos.
Okay.
Stumim. There's stumim, when you say, this goes towards my korbanos.
Right.
Which means the whole thing could be used for anyone I want.
Right.
And then there's Mufurash, where you say, okay, out of this money, this part goes to chatas, this part goes to Shalom, and this part goes loyal.
Okay.
Only the last case is called Mufurashim.
Okay.
So if I have the most Mufurashim, maybe once already you're up for a nation, be a triad on you. Instead of eight, just maybe either water or the coffee. The water. So in that case, I know, Alokha Lemesh Sinai, okay. I mean, I'm not guessing. Alokha Lemesh Sinai, if it says Beferish, that it's most chavis, I have to let it die, so to speak. But putting it in the Yam HaMelech. Mashenken, if it's mixed, comes along now, look at the Talmud. Thank you. If it's mixed, to use it as an ayla. But according to Reish Lakish, she's telling me, read the pasuk. And it says something in this pasuk about whether it's Mufurish or Stam. It says the Chol Nidreihem. Where do you come up with the idea that it's talking Dafka if it's Stumim? I understand. You can't make that up yourself. So therefore, it says, Gemara Bishlam, the Rabbi Yochum, the Amar Alokhi ben Nazir. So we can say, that was the halacha. I'm not going to argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Baish Rabbeinu taught me, Ma'os Tumim, Yiblin Adava, that's what I know. Ma'os Tumim, Yiblin Adava. Mufurashim, I have to apply the Halach of Katalot HaMetot. But according to Reish Lakish, I'll Reish Lakish. Understand? The Pasuk says, L'chol Nidreihem, Lu. Well, where do you get the idea that it means, Samayas Tumim, I feel Mufurashim, who's to say that the Pasuk is talking about Dafkar, I left it stunned. On my Rava, you can't say that it's referring to Mufurashim. No way. Because lo matzit amrit. Because kvar paska tana devei Rabbi Shmuel. That the tana devei Rabbi Shmuel already learned from another pasuk to tell me that the din of ma'ot Mufurashim is that they have to be yolach liyam HaMelech. And the truth is, says Taisus, I don't need the tana devei Rabbi Shmuel. All I need is the other halacha l'Beis Mishnah. Everybody knows there's halacha l'Beis Mishnah. Of Chomesh Chatos HaMesos. So Chomesh Chatos HaMesos is a din, either in the Chatos or the Mos. Why would there be a difference? It's only reasonable to say that the Pasuk of Reish Lakish is referred to Mos to me. However, says Tesis, we want to make it dependent in the Tanit of Erev Yishmol, so that we should be able to discuss the whole sugya that we're going to be getting to, the Nafkamina between the Chatos and the Mos of the Oila and the Shlomim, that you could be makrif for an Oila. So in order to make sure that we introduce the sugya already here, instead of going through the whole rigmarole, let's just say the Tanit of Erev Yishmol, because from there, Mamela will get onto the whole sugya. But any one of you who's wondering, gosh, what do I mean? I thought there's Halach L'Mesh Mishina. Don't worry about it. We're taking that into consideration. Of course, it's Halach L'Mesh Mishina. Chomesh Chatoi Samez. Fine. What is the Tanit of Erev Yishmol? He says like this: Rak kodeshech asher yulecha unedorecha tisa uvat al makom shivcharashim. Okay, what does this mean?
that you should bring your karbonas to Hashem. And I hope so. What do you mean? Of course, bring your karbonas to Hashem. I already know, as I mentioned earlier, I already know the Yisr Shutehutz. I know you have to be makkah with Bezer Olay. What's it talking about? That's talking about, says the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, that's not talking about stam karbonas. That's talking about bedavka, vlodes, and tmures. So therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me what do I do if a female animal, now, would be very hard for an ayla to have a vlad, since an ayla is always a zara. Okay, but an ayla could have a tmura. If it's a carbon shlamim, a shlamim can have a vlad. Fine. So we have two cases. So what it's telling me is, the yirakod ashecha sheyulacha nidorecha, that's referring to vlada iskachim and tmura iskachim. What do you do? Matakanatam. Continues the pasuk at the end, so to say, pasuk continues. Tisa uvaga lamakom asher yivchar Hashem. Bring it up to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, so we're talking about now, you have a tmura of an oila, or a vlad of a shlamim. Obviously you could have a tmura of a shlamim, but we want to even it out to get one about the vlad, one about the tmura. So you're supposed to bring it to the Beit HaBechira. What should you do when you bring it to the Beit HaBechira? Yoko ya'alein le-Beit HaBechira v'yimnamien ma'imu mazon b'shvil she'yamutu. Maybe it means treat them like the chato'ot ha-metot. Chato'ot ha-metot, you have to lock it up in a room till it dies. So maybe the chiddush of the pasuk is bring it to the Beit HaMikdash and over there lock it up in a room. Continues the pasuk. Oh, no. Therefore, continues the pasuk to say, as I said, it's the next pasuk. The sugya continues. What should you do with this? With the tisovata? You should go ahead and put it on. Dam zevachecha yishafet ba'basar tochal. So dam zevachecha is a reference to the oila. Habasar is a reference to the shlamim, where you eat the meat. So it's telling us that you bring it on the Mizbeach itself. You might think. So it's telling me, therefore, let's see, Asito Terabas of Adam, Lomalacha Kiderech Shatanoheg Ba'ola, Nogbet Murata. The way you treated the Karbonela, that's the way you treated the more of a Karbonela. The Derech Shatanoheg B'Shlamim, Nogbet Vladehem. Again, we're a big makbid to talk about. It doesn't mean that it has to be this way, but since the Ola is a Zohar, so we talk about the Tmura. Since the shlamim is okay, if it's in the cave, if it's a shlamim, we'll talk about the blood that you can't have by the oila. But again, you could have obviously a tmura shlamim too. So therefore, you might think now, Yochol, now that I have a pasuk to tell me how to act with the oila and the shlamim, Yochol avlad chatas v'tmuras asher. Okay, note that we make the same distinction of vlad and tmura for the same reason. A chatas is generally in the cave. So therefore, we call it a vlad chatas. An asher is a zara, not a tumuras asher. But again, obviously, you could have a tumur of a chatas. It's not to tell me only. But yochel af vlad chatas and tumurat asher came. Talmud lomar rak. Therefore, comes along the Torah to tell me rak, which is we say every time the Torah says ach rak, it means this and not something else. So that's coming to tell me an exclusion. It's a mute. So that means from this word, rak, I now know that a vlad chatat is not brought up on the mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva, man, and not sorry, what do you need to have this pasuk for? It says beferish, areya omer, asham hu. What's that asham hu? Asham is asham hu. Tells me bavayatoyehe means either the asham is what it is, meaning it's the original Hashem that you set aside as the Hashem, not a vlad, not a tzmura, can't have a vlad, but not a tzmura at Hashem, not maestra, it's what it is you can bring up, anything else not. So what do I need? Rak kodoshech. I don't need that. Bavayato yehed. Now, you read just now, katoni yocho yalem lebeita b'fira, v'imnami amayim u'mazon b'shvashi amutu. Tanit Rabbi Shmuel said, you might think you could bring these karbonos up in order to have them die. Talmud lomar ve'asita olotecha. Why would I think such a thing? And here we finally get to the halacha l'Moshe Mi Sinai. Again, let me
review what's happening. Okay? Because we're really going off on a tangential, that appears to us very tangential. The truth is that there's a strong Havamina, as the Gemara has itself, that Masechet Nazir belongs in Seder Kodshim. Because much of Masechet Nazir is the dinim of Korbanos of Nazir. So that it's a toss-up whether we should put it into Masechet, into Seder Noshim, or we should put it into Seder Kodshim. Where we saw the relationship of Nazir specifically to the issues of Nedarim and of Seifa, as we discussed at the beginning of the Masechet. So it's not really as tangential as it appears to us. We've been Isaac in the first part of the Masechet, so we're not yet used to the insidious of Kachim in the Masechet. But the truth is that, as we'll see, much of the Masechet is Dinei Kachim. So now, we've been plunged in headfirst into this sugya. So because we're dealing with a complex set of korbanos, very interesting, because we have such a variety of korbanos by the Nazir Stamei, we have the Chatas and the Eila, but they're Eifes. You already saw differences between Chatat Ha'of and Chatat Behima. Plus, we have a korban Asham, which is a Kebet. By the Nazir Tahar, we have three Behimot. So we have an Eila, and we have a Chatas, and we also have the Shlamim, which is a special Shlamim called the El Nazir. We already started discussing this yesterday. That there we have special dinim. It's only eaten for Yom Efa. It has lechem, which is waved on the hands of the Nazir, and it has a Zraya B'Sheila. It's very, very unique halachas. Because of this complexity, we just found for the first time that we have a special posek, according to Reish Lakish, or special halacha l'meisha v'sinai, that tells us how to deal with this complexity. Where do we get into trouble with this complexity? The money that's been set aside for these karbanas. So normally, if you owe money for karban, if that money is not used, so that's the din of maestres, whatever the din of maestres of that particular karban is. But over here, you can have three different karbanas mixed in the same money. And in the case, we've had four or five cases where the nazir is not going to be able to use his chatas, either the case of a woman where the husband was mefer, or where it was lost and he was mischapa with another, or where the nazir was mace. We had five cases, basically. The din is, we said, that if the ma'ot astumim, they're used for korban oilah. Now that, the Gemara now, for the first time, begins discussing where would we get the idea you have a right to use ma'ot astumim, where I clearly intended, in a case, where I clearly intended part of this money to be used for chatas. And we have halacha l'meishim Sinai, that a chatas, in these cases, that is not used, so either the Baalim were mischaprim ba'acher, which is one of the cases, or the Baalim doesn't exist, mesu Baalim, or the Baalim is no longer nazir, so it's as if it was mischaprim ba'acher, all of which should be by a chatas mesa, and nonetheless it says over here that the money for such chatas is brought as an oil. Now how could that be? If it's mixed, how could that be? So Rabbi Yochanan says, look, it's halacha l'meishim Sinai, that's the way it goes. Reish Lakish says, forget about halacha l'meishim Sinai. We learn it out for the special pasuk. Chol nidrehem teaches us a neder that's b'chayev you for a lot of different karbonas, that then is, bring it up as a karbon. Use it as an erla. Yakriv karbono, l'chol nidrehem, l'ashem, le'ola. Pasuk says, bring it as an erla. Despite the fact that it's l'chol nidrehem, what about the shlomi? What about the chatas? Bring it as an oil. Okay. So everything so far was fine. Now, in order to clarify, again, the Gemara often does this. It uses an excuse to force you to confront the entire sukkah. Yeah? So if you're basically using it as an excuse, the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, as Tosfos points out. What we do is we create a question. Okay? It's a reasonable question because of the way we presented it. So we said, look, we have two cases. We have a case where you define what you want the money to go for, which is called ma'ot b'furashim, and we have a case of ma'ot stumim, where you left it open, and then you're going to decide which part of it goes to which. We have also a third case, but that we're not discussing here. The third case is where you set aside money towards your karbanos. If it's towards your karbanos, then it doesn't necessarily have to be towards all three. It could be to anyone you want. That's a much simpler case. So there you use it, whatever we said earlier. You can bring the whole thing, could be shlomi, because it was usable for shlomi. Fine. But we're talking about the difference between the other two cases. Ma'ot stumim, where they're all mixed, and ma'ot mefurashim. Says the Gemara, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. He says it's a special halacha l'meishim Sinai, that if you have money that's mixed, and you don't know which one is which, bring the whole thing for an oil. Gosh, great finish.
Special Kiddush for Nazir. Tomorrow we're going to see. It's not necessarily so special for Nazir, but okay, this is the way he pushed it. Special Kiddush for Nazir. Now, Reish Lakish says it's a pasuk. Asks the Gemara, the pasuk doesn't say anything about the difference between Mo'otz Tumim and Mo'ot Mefureshim. And now it says, well, but that's because we already know that Mo'ot Mefureshim cannot be used as an Eilam, if it's a Chatas. Okay. At this point, the Gemara could have kept things easy, and it could have said, you all know this halacha l'beishav Sinai, that if there is a chatat that is meita, so then you're not, if it gets mixed up with other karbonas, you're not allowed to use it. So obviously, the same thing would be true over here if you had chataot, a meitot, money of chataot, a meitot, you'd have to also throw it into the Yamamela. Can't use it as a korban. The others are used for whatever they are. Naila can be brought as a Naila. Shlomi can be brought as a Shlomi, as we said before. Right? That's what we said in the Mishnah. So we could have said that. But we don't say that. Why don't we say that? Because we like to make life complicated. In other words, we like you to see the entire range of the different karbanas. How do we know, really, what is supposed to be done with money? So now, there's a lot of different ways that I could have gotten this money. I could have gotten money straight out as motarot. What's motarot? I set aside money. Say, I said, I want to bring an ayla. I set aside money to buy an ayla. It turns out I don't need so much money to buy an ayla because I have leftover. I could talk about a case like that. Thing is, a case like that, I don't really need a pasuk for. Because I understand the din of motarot, there's a whole different halacha. What is done with motarot? I could use it for my carbon, the additional carbon. Okay, very nice. We have a lot that sometimes about the rot that you blew in a daughter, which is the kayetz on his beah. Also, I learned that from Sukkah. So that's one sukkah. Now, I have other issues. Where am I going to get extra money for a carbon? Well, first of all, my carbon could have had a baby, assuming it's a female. What do I do with that? I could have doubled my carbon by making it a tamura. I could have tried to be mechalal my carbon on another animal, but did it in the wrong way by saying this is Murazah, and that way both of them become the carbons. I got a double carbon. I'm saying double. What do I do with the double? I have that problem. I have problems in cases where money was set aside and the owner who was supposed to bring them died. Or money was set aside and now the owner is no longer chayev. Where's that? A case where a father made his son a nazir and the kid was meifer. A case where a man was meifer the naziris of his wife. We had a lot of cases. A case where the karbanos were lost. The money was lost. I went ahead and I bought other karbanos. Now I find it. Whatever. So there's lots of ways in which I could have money for karbanos left over. What's more, I have really various karbanos I'm going to have to deal with. So I have a chatas, and I have an oila, and I have a shlomi, and I have an osha. All of which occur in the parshas Nedarim. Obviously, not all of these animals can necessarily have vladeis, because the osham is a male. And the oil is a male. Okay, but the chatas is a female and the shlomim is a female. So this can be female. Obviously, there are unique cases. I mean, you have a chatas and a seer, no seer. Chatas is a male. But the point is that I just, to keep it simple, I discuss what happens if a chatas and a shlomim has a baby, and what happens if I make a tamura on the male, an oil and a shlomim. I could discuss a case if I made a tamura, obviously, on a chatas and a shlomim. In order to break us into all of these halachas, instead of me just telling you the din of chatos hamesos, which is really enough to address my immediate problem, I bring you the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel learns out from a pasuk that the halacha is that what you do with a tamura seila, what you do with a tamura of a shlamim, or a vlad shlamim, or if you have a tamura asham, Or you have the vlad of a chatas, or tmuras chatas, what do I do? Says in the Torah, what you do is, you bring it up, he says, v'yasisa lesecha, abosar, adam should be nishpacha, abizbacha shem lokecha, abasar tochal. So I see already what it is I'm supposed to be doing. Continues, it's under very small, should I apply that same halacha, however, to a chatas, a vlad chatas and a vlad and a tmuras asham? No, because the Torah says rak. Now, again, I do know the Gemara is about to ask why I need this rak. What happened with Alok Lamech Mishinai anyway? I could have gone directly to Alok Lamech Mishinai. That's where we're up to right now. But meanwhile, we had Rabbi Akiva's drasha who told us that a Torah says beferish, an Asham has to be an Asham, and that's the only time you can bring it. Asham who? And that's it. Only Ba'avayato. Fine. Says the Gemara. And that's where we're up to. Yochol, you just said, four lines up from the bottom, you just said, we might have to understand that pasuk if it hadn't said, HaBasar Tochal, Adam Yishafer, Yochol Ya'alein LeBeit HaBechira, V'yimnami Yamayim HaMazon B'Shemosh Yamutu. Maybe bring him up to the Beit HaMikdash and treat them like a Chataot HaMetot. Therefore comes along the pasuk, V'yasita Olotecha, don't do that. Bring it actually as a Korban Eila and don't think about just killing it. I said, Gemara, how would I have thought such a thing? Amar, Avlad Chatesu de Gamrinam Bamita. If I now, let's confront Alokha Lamei Shabisina. Alokha Lamei Shabisina is Vlad Chates Tamut. And you're saying, if I hadn't had the Pasik Vasita Latecha, I would have said Vlad Shlomim Tamut. How would I have said such a thing? Why did the Alokha Lamei Shabisina tell me Davka Vlad Chates? Even if it hadn't said Vasita Latecha, I would have known what it meant. It meant bring up your shlamim as a carbon, not bring it up to kill it. No, no, says the Gemara. Ilav kro, hav amina vlad chatas, the halacha l'meishim yisimai. A vlad chatas is that you got a chatas, lock it up in your backyard and let it die. But how about if you have a vlad shlamim? That you have to take up to the Beit HaBechira and lock it up there. So vlad chatat kechol makom, Vlad and Kachin, you have to bring up to the Beit HaBechira. Kamash Valandalo. Comes along with Torah to tell me, no. Now, look, it is bring it up as a card. Anyway, you furthermore said, Katani, Yochol HaVlad Chatas V'Tumuras Asham came. Tumuras Asham? How would I have thought Tumuras Asham came? Tamiloma Rak. First of all, why do I need a pasuk to tell me? You might have thought a vlat chata should be brought up to the Beis HaMikdash and brought as a carbon eila. How would I have thought such a thing? I thought, doesn't it say Hilchot HaGemira? We just spoke about the Halacha L'Mesh B'Sinai. Halacha L'Mesh B'Sinai is vlat chata slemisa. I need a pasuk now to tell me. And don't think that the pasuk says you should bring it on this. Obviously, how would I think such a thing? I know the Halacha L'Mesh B'Sinai. So I need a mir and a pasuk to tell me what the din is of the chata slemisa. I know what chata slemisa. That's true. Tachanami, that's true. We were just sort of being very general. The truth is that the pasuk of Rak is only coming to tell me about the Asha. Tmuras Asha. Now, you don't have a halacha about the Tmuras Asha, so maybe you should go ahead and bring a Tmuras Asha as an Eila. So therefore, I need to tell me no. What? Asha Nami Yukasa Gemirla, remember? I don't have the energy to fight you. Because I'm not feeling well. If I had the energy, I'd be screaming. I'd be pounding your head. But since you have mercy on me, and you don't want me to also feel the pain and frustration of watching your eyes close, please, please, just today, do me a favor and help me.
With the eyes painted over.
It's so painful to watch. Okay. Says the Gemara, I also have a halacha l'meishim misinai about how to treat a tmuras asham. Asham nami hilchata gemirila, as you will recall, we've had many times, that the rule is kol shebechatat meta. Here the lashon here is kol sheilu bechatat meta, but generally the Gemara uses this rule kol shebechatat meta. The din is that ba'asham ro'eh, meaning that if I have a vlad chatas, a tmuras chatas, a chatas that was too old to be brought, a chatas shemesu ba'alea, a chatas shemischapra ba'alea ba'acher. If I have any of those cases that are applicable to an asham, if it were a chatas, it would have needed to die by an asham. The halacha is, throw it out to the field, let it get a mum, take that mum, sell the animal based on that mum, use the money as a korban. So I know what to do with it. So what do I need a pasuk to tell me? Don't bring the asham. And Rabbi Akiva also says, I need a pasuk to tell me, asham who? Don't bring that asham as an oil. Asham is an asham is an asham. What do I need a pasuk for? If you're telling it to Halacha L'Mishum Mitzvah, I don't need a pasuk. Ask the Gemara, Hashem Nami Yilchot HaGemira La'kol She'ilu B'katat Meita B'Hashem Lo'an. Explain that. The truth is like this. It's true, I know what to do with it. But that's what to do with the L'chatchila. So from the Halacha, I would have said, okay, suppose I was not Minatek, the Asham L'Rinya. Suppose I went ahead, and I actually brought the Asham as an Ayla. So Hava Mina Hilchata, V'i Akrava L'Lachayav L'Avalokul. Okay, I didn't do it right. I wasn't over on any Isser. I just didn't take the prescribed course. Comes along the pasuk to tell me, Rak Kodashefa. Now, if I have in the same pasuk where it says what to do, a mitzvah I say, V'yasita olotecha. And in that pasuk it says, Asita olotecha, when it comes to an Eila, a Shlomi in the Vlad and Tamura, but not when it comes to an Asha. So what is that telling me? It's telling me, in this case, yes. In other cases, not. What's that called? A lav haba mechlal asay. Make an oila or a shlomi. Use it for an oila, but not a money that you have from the chatas or from the asham. So that's telling me, if I try to bring a chatas and an asham for the oila, I'm going to be over an isra asay. If it wouldn't be for that pasuk, would I know there was an isra asay? I wouldn't know. I would say, okay, I didn't do it right. The Torah didn't repeat it. The Domi is possible. So, okay, I was Yaitzeh. Who did it? Kamash Malan, that there's an Isra Aseh. That's the only meaning of the Pasuk, says the Tanan of Rabbi Shimon. I, what about Rabbi Akiva? Says the Gemara, and Rabbi Akiva, Emer, Eno Tzarech, Arayu Omer, Osham Hu, Bahavayato, Yehavs, the same Kasha on Rabbi Akiva. Lama Likra, what's Rabbi Akiva bringing a Pasuk? To tell me, Osham Hu, that it remains an Osham, and that I bring it either as an Osham or bust. I can't go ahead now and take something that was an asham and bring it as an oila. What do I need that pasuk for? I thought we have a halacha l'mishum mitzvah that says, Ko shebechatat meita b'asham ro'eh. I have to put it out the pasture till it gets removed. So what do I need the pasuk? I know the halacha l'mishum mitzvah. Says Rabbi Akiva, by the way, Taisa says, why can't you answer the same answer? It's the same answer that you said by Rabbi Yeshua. That if it wouldn't be for the pasuk, I would have said, okay, you didn't do the halakha l'mishum mitzvah, but you weren't over an isser. God's like, Hashem would have told me we're over an isser. So I said, where's the isser? There's no isser. In the pasuk of Rabbi Yishmael, it tells you in mitzvahs asay, v'asit olotech. So if it says rak, it's telling me, but don't asit olotech. But to tell me, Hashem who, what, there's an isser. Where's the isser asay? I understand. It's telling me the din of an Hashem. An Hashem is an Hashem, remains an Hashem. That's all it's telling me. It's not telling me, and it's usher to bring it under other circumstances. Usher to bring it now, if you would bring it as an oil. Okay, so I would say, that's not a teretz, I can't say. I would say, and now I know differently. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva has to find another answer. So he says, Inachinami, I don't really need the pasuk to tell me that I have to use now the asham. I can't use it directly. The truth is, v'chiyata kral, letter Rav. The Amr Vunam Rav. It is just like this. Asha, she nitak l'ri'iyah, hu shechato l'shem ola kasher. I had my korban asham where the owner died, or where the owner was mischabrachah, or we had the tmura. Good. So now the Torah said, with halacha l'mishum mitzvah, put it out the pasture, sell it, use the money for an oil. How about if I put it out the pasture, and then, instead of waiting until it got a moon, I took it and I used it itself as an oil. So in that case, it says over here it's kosher. Now note that when Rav said it's kosher, he said it's kosher only in a case where it's nitak l'ri'iyah. Only where you said, okay, this asham is no longer an asham, it is now being set aside for grazing, and then you use it, the money, for an oil. How about if I just had my asham, and I said to myself, why do I got to go to the trouble of putting it out the pasture? I'll just bring it as an ayla. So it was never nitak l'ri'iyah. I never changed its status from an asham to an ayla. So in that case, you might think that it would also be kosher. So time with the nitak. On lo nitak lo. Rav is saying it's not kosher. How does Rav know it's not kosher? If you're telling me that an asham b'diavad that I'm going to bring as an oila is going to be kosher as an oila. Why do I need to be menatek? Maybe the very fact that I brought it as an oila is sufficient. That, says Rabbi Akiva, is because the omer krahu b'avayato yahei. Unless something is done to cancel its current status, which is havayato, what is it? It's an asha. Did anybody cancel its current status? No. So it remains an asha. Because asha is an oila. It's possible. If I turned it into an oila, how would I turn it into an oila? By saying, okay, forget about it. We're putting it out to the field. Gonna wait till it gets a moon. So now it's no longer. They made frakravas osham. At that point, if I didn't do it right, and I went ahead and I brought it as an oila, it would be kosher. But I only know that from the pasuk that says, ashamhu bavayato yehei, until that point. So let's just review what it is that we know so far, and then find out what we don't know. Because what we don't know is the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, how to understand the law of Sinai by an osham. So far, we've been assuming that the din is like this. There's a law of Shemi Sinai that says that there are five cases where an osham is going to be similar to a chatas. It's not really true that there's five, because an osham doesn't have a vlad. But there's four cases where we can have the same five dinim of an osham, four out of five, where the chatas is mesa. The halacha is that the asham is supposed to put out the pasture, its money is used for an oil. The chatas has to die. The money of a chatas, if I can isolate it, I have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Can't use it. The money of a shlami, bring it as a shlami. Money of the oila, bring it as an oila. Money of the asham, that I'm learning is the same halacha, you can be menatiket for an oila. Good. Comes along now, the Gemara, to define what about if the money is mixed. And that's how we got into this whole mix-up here. If the money is indeed mixed up. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Halakha L'Meshri Sinai, the money of a Nazir that's mixed up is all brought for an Eila. Says Reish Lakish, it's not Halakha L'Meshri Sinai, it's actually a Pasuk. Pasuk tells me, Kol Nidreyem, there's a Neder, which is Bechayev, all at once, the various Karbanot, any money that is left over from that type of neder, where the person doesn't have to bring those karbanot, but then is, bring the whole mess, even including the money for a chatas, bring the whole mess for a korban oil. Says the Gemara, who's to say that that's dafka, if it's stumim? Maybe it's mifurashim. Basically, what the Gemara comes out saying is, yes, but there's a halacha l'meshi misinai about what the din is where we can isolate a chatas or the money for a chatas. So there's no way we're going to make that mistake. Even though the Gemara claimed initially that, well, we wouldn't think such a thing because of the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, it turns out that the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael itself was very misleading. Because when the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael pretended, you might think that's the halacha of the chatas, you might think that's the halacha of the yashan, in the end the Gemara says, what do you mean you might think? Why would I think such a thing? If I know there's halacha of the yashan, the chatas and yashan, I wouldn't have thought that. So in each of those cases, the Gemara actually modifies and zeroes in a little bit more than we thought initially. It looked so simple that the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael wasn't really trying to say that you might think that I should actually bring up tumura of a chatas or of an asham. But what it was trying to say was that you might think you wouldn't be over on an asay, or you might think that it would be kosher, the asham, if you brought it up directly as an oila, as the case may be. Good. So now we have really four different korbanos that we've discussed, what the specific halachas are for each one of them, and what the halachas are when the money is separate, what the halachas are when the money is mixed. So this we know now from the various psukim and halachas of Shemi Sinai that we brought. The confusion is in one of these halachas of Shemi Sinai, because one is very direct, chamesh chatos chamesh says. Truth is, even that is not direct, because it's a machlokas, whether it's really chamesh chatos hameses, or whether we extended halacha l'meshi misinai on the chatos hameses. But let's assume all five are defined by the halacha l'meshi misinai. We have a nisav rosh hanasa, we have shenischapra ba'acher, we have shemesu ba'alea, and so on. Same thing is true by an asham, except that by the asham it doesn't die, it says over here. By the asham, it has to be set out the pasture. And Rabbi Tam points out that it can't be, really, that that's the halacha. Because we find in other Gemaras that the Gemara treats the din of Nita Kluriya as a derabbanan. And therefore, says Tosfos, the only halacha l'moshe misina that we have about it, Muras Asham, is not that it should be nitak l're'iya, but rather that an Asham, in a case where the Asham cannot be used, such as the cases we had, the husband canceled the Naziris, the child canceled the Naziris, the money was lost and you found it, you used it for, you used other money and then you found it, the Nazir died, those kind of cases, the halacha l'moshe misina says, that which was set aside as an asham shall be used as an oila. Direct. It's the Rabbanan who made, we see this in the Gemara, who made a takana that we are afraid that if people see that, they may use an asham directly for an oila, instead of being menatic yet that it has to be called now an oila and not an asham. So they said, you know what? Don't use an asham for an oila. Set the asham out, wait till it gets a moon, use the money. For an oil. Now, obviously, according to him, the Gemara here is very misleading. The Gemara is making it sound like I'm learning out specifically the halacha nitik l're'iya, and that there's an isser being makir of lo'eil, which according to Rabbeinu Tam, is not an isser. That's the halacha l'moshe misina. It's actually to use the asham as an oil. The only isser would be is if you weren't menatik. It has to be set aside as an oil. So he makes adjustments in the girsa of the Gemara that we have over here to make it work out. Okay, let's, again, it's not mamish our sugya to know the nafkamina in the din. Right now it's mostly a tmura sugya. So just keep in mind that it's not as simple as it appears. Maybe it didn't even appear simple. But that there's actually a different way of learning the entire halacha l'moshe misina, which will force us to take out some of the words of the Gemara here, which makes it seem that the halacha is very specific. But at least, meanwhile, we know what the halacha is, halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, you end up with a case of ma'ot stumim, the entire value, even though it includes the most of the chatas, it has to be brought as an eila, remarkable. In a case with the ma'ot mufurashim, the Mishnah said what to do. Take the money, throw it in the Yama Melach, the part that's for the chatas. For the eila, you can be makrib as an eila. For shlomi, you can be makrib as a shlomi. Cases of an asham, we know we have to use that money, menatiket, and we use it for a carbon oil also. In cases where I never said bichlal, what should be done, and I can use the whole thing for whatever I want. So enough in army. If I only said it goes towards my nizirut, so then as we said earlier, since lechatchila it was right for the whole thing to be used as a shlomi, enough in army. Nobody's telling you that you can't use it as a shlom. That's true. How can it be yiplul nidava? Halo d'mei chatas muravim behen. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, halacha benazir. V'shlo b'shama, what halacha? It's a pasuk. V'chol nidrehem, u'lechol nidvotam, asher yakrivu la'ashem, lo'olam. No, that means l'chol nidrehem, goes to an ayla. Zer ha'Torah amra, motar neder, yel nidava. Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's halacha, okay? So then if it's halacha, Ben Nazir, Am Talachi, the halacha also said, Stuminim for Hashim lo. According to Resh Lakish, it says, L'chol nidrehem, l'chol nidvotam. How did you come up with the idea that that's only referring to Ma'ot Stumim? Ma'ayari Stumim? Afilu mefur Hashim. Amar Rav, mefur Hashim, no way. Lo mitzit amre. Kvar paskat on the Rabbi Shlomo. The truth is very misleading, because the real reason no way is because it's halacha l'moshe misina that it's no way. We know what the din is of a chatas that it's mesa. But tana the Rabbi Shlomo rak kodeshecha asher yulach v'nedorecha. This can't be referring to mamish, the original kachim, because otherwise, what do I need to tell me? It's got to be referring to Bevlade Kachim or Tumurais Kachim. That's what the Kasim Edabe. Mata Kanatam said, tell me, what do I do? Tisa Uvata Elamakom Ashev Char Hashem, continues the Pasuk. Yocho, maybe you should be Tisa Uvata Elamakom. Good. I'll bring them up. Yalem Lebeta Bechira. But now that I get here, I'll lock them in a room and wait till I drop dead, like I do with the Korban Chatas. So v'yimnami amayim u'mazon b'shvil she'amutu. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the next pasuk continues. Miasita lotecha basarva adam. Lomar lecha kiderech shata noeg ba'olah, noeg b'tumurata. That's not what you did for the Karban Oila. Karban Oila, you went ahead and you brought it. Abasar v'adam. Here too also asita lotecha with the tumura of the Oila. Kiderech shata oseh b'shlamim. And exactly what you did for your Karban Shlamim, that you brought the basar. So too, that you ate the basar. Nohog b'shlamim. Treat your shlamim in the same way. And that's a reference to the end of the pasuk. Habasar tochel. Which obviously can't be referring to the Yoyla. That's referring to the Shlomi. Yacho, you might think if you do that for a Tmura and for a Vlad, in the case of Eila and Shlomi respectively, you could do the same thing for the Vlad Chatas or for a Tmura's Asham, or for that matter, for a Tmura's Chatas, obviously. So you would treat them also Cain. I hear, of course, at this moment we expect to hear, no, you can't, because there's Alok al-Moshe Mi-Sinai that says that you can't. Okay, that's what we expect to hear. And instead we hear, which we're going to ask, how come we don't hear what we expect to hear? But instead we hear Talmud Lomar Rak. So says to Rabbi Yishmael. Give Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva says, forget about the Rak. Take a look back at the Karban Asher. What does it say? Eino Tzarif. In the Etzem Chiyav of a Karban Asher, back in Vayikra, it says, Iktir otam ha-Kohen ha-Mizbech ha-Yishel ha-Sham ha-Sham Hu. What's that? Hu? Hu means Ba-Vayato Yehe. Only the Asham as an Asham is brought, not as anything else. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, I don't understand this. You said, Yochu Yalim, Katana Yochu Yalim, Lebet ha-Bechirav, Yimnami, Yimayim, Umezot, Bishvil Shiyamutu Tamud Lomar Vasita Lotecha. How would I have thought such a thing? Amar, I know that there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, what to do with the chatas. What do I do with the chatas? Exactly what you just said. You might think to do to an oil and a shlamim. So what, am I an idiot? If you're telling me this is the din of the chatas, I know that's not the din of an oil and a shlamim. So then the pasuk says to bring it up to the Beit HaBechira. How would I think that I should treat it like the chatas? So what's the Havam here? Havlat chatas hurtik amrinin b'mita. True, says Rabbi Shmuel. But he loved Krah. What's if it hadn't said in the Pasuk? Rabbi Shmuel. If it hadn't been for the Pasuk, Havamina, Rabbi Kiva doesn't argue on this part. He loved Krah. Havamina v'lat chatat b'chol makom. Yes, have a loch l'mesh misina. But what's the loch l'mesh misina? Lock up a v'lat chatas in your backyard. Comes along the Pasuk and tell me, no, when it comes to a tmuras oila, or a vlad, a tmuras asha, or a vlad of a chatas, what's the din? I would have thought, sorry, if it comes to if it hadn't been for the Pasuk, I would have said, a tmuras shlomi, or a tmuras oila, or a vlad shlomi. All of those cases, bring it up. But what do I do when I bring it up? Vlad Ekrachim, bring it up, but in the Beit HaBechira, let it drop dead. So it's still different than the Chatas, but if I wouldn't have said Vasito Lotech, how do I know what to do with it? Gamash Malandala. Okay. Now, you also said Yochala Vlad Chatas for Timur HaSashem. Okay, now how would I have thought that? Tam Lomar Rak, says the Tanya Merib Yishmael. How would I have thought that? Loma Likra, Yochata Gemirila. Vlad chatat lemitazah. I thought the halacha says that I have to let a vlad chatas die. So what do I need a pasuk to tell me? By the way, don't do that for vlad chatas. Of course, don't do that for vlad chatas. No, you're right. It's a little bit of misleading. Achanami. Okay, so what was the pasuk rak for? The pasuk was to tell me not to do that for an asha. The kral asha mudiat. The Asham also is a halach l'moshe misina. Asham am yilchata gemirila. Namely, that kol shebechatat meita bi Asham roah. No, because imi yilchata avamina. Okay, it's yilchata, no good, that's what I'm supposed to do. Suppose I didn't do it the way the yilchata says. I akrivei, and I went ahead and did it my own way, to bring it as an oila. So, lo lo chayav ala ve lo klum. I'm not over an isra d'oraisa. Therefore comes along the pasuk to say V'yasita olotecha v'rak kodoshecha. In other words, kamash bankra, that if I'm over and I'm makriv it directly, the makriv law, koyim alei ba'asei, I'll be over on an isra asei, bringing it as an eila, if I wasn't menatik at Mariya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, what, do you need a posik of rak kodoshecha, says Rabbi Akiva. Back in the etzem chiyav of the asham, it says asham hu. Asham hu teaches me vavayato yehe. I have the same problem I had on Rabbi Shmuel. I have the same problem with Rabbi Akiva. Lomalikra, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that an asham is not supposed to be brought up as a karban eila. It's a gemara gemirila. Kol shebechata'at meita v'asham roa. Says the gemara, ain't achinami. I can't answer what I answered Rabbi Shmuel to teach me that it's a israse, because it's not an israse in this pasuk. Says the gemara, ain't achinami. So what is that who coming to tell me? Ah, the who is coming to tell me a whole different halacha. Ki ata kra l'rab. I'm referring to a rab. In a case where you were going to not take an asham l'ri'iyah, and then you didn't wait till it gets a mum. Instead, you went ahead and you took this carbon itself and you were makrivit l'shem ha'ela. The din is that it's kosher. Why does Rav say only if you were to not take the asham to let it graze, l'ri'iyah? Dafka in that case, time of the nitik. But if you would have taken the asham without being menatik at l'ri'iyah, and you would have been bringing it, it wouldn't have been kosher as a noyla. Why not? That is what the pasuk Rabbi Akiva brought was actually referring to. The yomakra hu b'havayato yehei, an asham remains an asham until such time as its din of asham is removed from. So the meal you need to have nitak. Without nitak, remains an asham.